first of all, in years past, sometimes in this slot, sort of at the end of Thursday, we've sometimes spoken about, I don't want to say random topics, but we've spoken about at times about the way different Rishonim learned and different tips and strategies. And we spoke last year a little bit about a couple shiurim, I think, about the Kedusha of Shabbos. And I wanted to speak about that today also now for a couple of reasons. As we become clear at the end, it's undoubtedly true that Shabbos is always important. The Yerushalmi in the Darim, it's the first verse in the sheet, tells that Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. We know there's a list of mitzvos that are so prominent and so chashuv that they are considered to correspond to be on the same level as all of the other mitzvos, equal together. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kufi Ches, Kol Meshamer Shabbos Kol Chaso, if you observe Shabbos properly, Afilu Obed Avor Zara, Kedor Enos Mochlin Lo, you'll have a certain mechila, even if you did some terrible, terrible averos. And I think many of us can appreciate the fact that Chazal speak about Shabbos with a certain kind of intensity and with a certain appreciation for the unique Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is the fourth of the Aseres HaDibros. It's there on that list, and it's there in a very prominent place. And Shabbos is something which I think many of us can appreciate as far as its perspective and the value it has from Chazal. On a more personal or even practical note, I think many of us probably have always, and I suspect will continue to always, value and appreciate the role that Shabbos plays. It is 1/7 of our lives, minus the Tosefta Shabbos. It is a significant part of what we do on a perspective of Ruchnias for the Ramban. Every day of the week, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, of mentioning Shabbos. So when we say, Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, that's a key of the mitzvah of Kiddush Doraisa. Some point out, according to the Ramban, Shabbos is something which is very, very dominant, and it's also something which I think we very, very much need. It's something which is really important and good to have, Shabbos, especially as the world is very busy and our lives are busy, and we'll speak about how this works in a second. But there's definitely a lot to be said for the value and power of Shabbos. I want to try to speak about a question. It's a question which I think some of us maybe even have at times, or at least can identify with. Back in the day when people would go away for Shabbos more regularly, so there are even like Shabboses, and people would have this question, it's like what kind of Shabbos I'm looking for. So I want to try to develop two different approaches to Shabbos, and we'll speak about how they fit together, and hopefully to do so in a way which at least can be somewhat productive and valuable. One generally speaking, one Mahalach in Shabbos perceives Shabbos as a day in which we are unfathomably passive. It's a day to relax, it's a day to sit back, and it is a day to rest. Already in Parshas Bereishis, Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzva'am, so Vayichulu, Rashi quotes Hashem, completed, Mahaya Olam Chaser, Menucha, Ba'Shabbos Ba'am Menucha. The Shabbos is a day of rest, and Shabbos is a day to relax a little bit, and Shabbos is a day when people can, when we don't have to be as active. Even when the Torah tells the Parshas Kisisa, V'shav B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, La'asos esa Shabbos, to observe Shabbos, to make Shabbos, where Shabbos sounds like we're actively doing something. So the Ibn Ezra, the Rabbeinu Bechai in one place, assumes that even making Shabbos, we always refer to things you do in advance of Shabbos. La'asos esa Shabbos means you keep to make Shabbos is that you're doing stuff on Erev Shabbos. We even use that phrase sometimes. I'm making Shabbos this week. That sometimes means like I'm doing stuff in advance of Shabbos. But when Shabbos itself actually comes, so then I'm resting. So it says Ibn Ezra, Shiyasa Kodim HaShabbos, Kol Mashu Tzarech, Kedei Sheyisvos, that I have to be able to rest and be passive when Shabbos comes. Further, Shabbos as a day of passivity and a little bit of a day of rest. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gemara tells in Shabbos and the Kuf Yud Zayin, that Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima, that unlike Yontif, which B'nai Yisrael makes and B'nai Yisrael establishes, and we determine is Yontif. We are Mikadesh Yisrael Vehazman, and the Gemara says, Shabbos is set. Shabbos is determined. Shabbos exists whether B'nai Yisrael would be Mikadesh the Chodesh or not. Every 7 days is considered to be Shabbos. We are in that sense incredibly, incredibly passive. And even the mitzvah of Kiddush, which maybe looks like we are doing something, even that, for some Rishonim, the Rambam maybe, is just like a... All we have to do is it's like a mentioning. It's a zikaron. It's something we have to say at Shabbos. But we're not contributing that much to Shabbos itself. We are fundamentally passive. We're fundamentally relaxing. And in many ways, looking at some of them, it's not even so clear on a level of ruchnias. It's like Shabbos is a day of menucha. Shabbos is a day of menucha. Further, we'll put a couple of other indications of this. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Tes Zayin tells us, and this we know, that on Shabbos we are gifted a neshama yisera. On Shabbos we have a little bit of an extra neshama. What does it mean to have a neshama yisera? What does it mean? What is that? So Rashi in Beitza writes, relatively famously, neshama yisera rochev lev l'menucha ulasimcha, where we're given an opportunity on Shabbos to have a little bit more menucha, a little bit more rest, and a little bit more joy. Today, when people are endowed with the capacity to eat and drink a little bit more and to not get as full, that you can consume more food than you would have thought, that's part of the Neshama Yisera. It's not what I would have thought Neshama Yisera was going to be. I would have thought it would have been a little bit more like, not like it would be more open for rest and for joy and like to eat a lot of food. I would have expected something else, which we'll see in a little bit. But Shabbos as that kind of a day of rest. The Yerushalmi has a day. We will resolve it. We'll come back to this in a little bit. The Yerushalmi has a day, even in Shabbos. Lo nisna Shabbos v'yam tovim el l'achil l'shtia. But the purpose of getting Shabbos is a day of achil and shtia. It's a day of food, a day of drink. It's a day of relaxation. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, at the last mucker here, that the Arizal would sleep 2 or 3 hours on Shabbos. There's a minhag of the Shabbos afternoon nap. Shein b'Shabbos Tanug, something powerful about Shabbos being a day of rest, and the idea of Oneg. Oneg is about a certain quality of food and a certain kind of experience, and one kind of Shabbos that's being described here is a Shabbos of good food, of rest, of relaxation, of something which is very, very powerful. And in many ways, then, the Psukim, again, we spoke about Breisha and Kisisa, but the Psukim of, you know, Sheish Yom Tava, Vasivasisa Kol Machtecha, V'yom HaShvi, you know, is the contrast that the Chumash always mentions. Like, it's very different than the 6 days. The 6 days are days of activity. The 6 days are days where we're busy and we're doing a whole lot. Shabbos is a day of rest. Shabbos is a day where we are passive. Shabbos is made for us. On everything we do before Shabbos. Shabbos comes, it's nice, it's pleasant, it's relaxing. Achila and Shtia and Shena, sleeping, eating, drinking. That's what defines, in many ways, a good Shabbos. And we have it. It's not like Stam, like, schmoozing about what I want Shabbos to be when I'm cynical. We've quoted Mekoru so far, that this is on some level what part of the experience is. I think many of us can be aware of a different side to Shabbos, And many of us have had Shabbos that fall into this category, which is not a Shabbos, Lokim La'asos, that Hashem created a Shabbos for us to make, of a Shabbos in which we were significantly more active. And a Shabbos in which we are... It's a spiritual opportunity. It's a day in which we're supposed to be doing a whole lot. That is, looking at the Ramban as Perush Al Torah, part of Kiddush, is that while it's true the Shabbos is established, but we're also trying to be Mekadesh Shabbos. We're also trying to sanctify Shabbos. We're trying to bring a certain kind of Kedusha that's there in a way which is very powerful. And on a spiritual level, so what is Neshama Yisera? So the Shita Mekubetzes there in Beitza writes, what is Neshama Yisera? Perish v'alzeh chal alav shefa eloki, that you're given on Shabbos a certain kind of like spiritual side, v'seichel, and you're given a certain intellect on Shabbos, Yoser, la'asok b'torah u'la'ayim b'mayse Hashem, in order to be able to grow and develop spiritually, intellectually, in Torah and the like, that in Maisa Hashem, there's something very, very powerful here. Shabbos is not the day of menucha as much as Shabbos is the day of being osek in Torah. The term that Shita uses of being osek in Torah, osek is to toil. Osek is to work. Osek is not to sit back nice and pleasant and relax. Osek is something a little more than that. The Yerushalmi has a different day. Lo nisna Shabbos v'yam tovim el la'asok behem b'divrei Torah. At the purpose of Shabbos, in Shabbos we are actively engaged, we're actively involved, we make the Kedusha, and Shabbos is a day also when we are focused much more on Inyane Kedusha. We're trying to sanctify things. Look at the Tana Debe Elio there on the second sheet. It's a very intense Tana Debe Elio. It's Maimar Chazal. Kach Amar LaMakash Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, what Shabbos is all about? B'ni, Lo Kach Chazadu Lechem B'Torah L'Yomar Sosei Pratorah Zemi Picha V'Yisibu Yomim V'Layla. I wrote in Torah, Sefer Yoshua, that you have to always make sure that you're going to be learning Torah every day, every night. Even though you're very busy throughout the whole week doing malacha, Yom HaShabbos Yaseh Kulo Torah. Shabbos should be made into a day, fully Torah. Mikan Amru, Le'olam Yashkim Adam Bishim Shabbos. Person should wake up in the morning and you should learn on Shabbos. Then Yelech Le'Beis HaKnesset, Le'Beis HaMedrash. Go to Shul, go to Beis Medrash. Yikra B'Torah, Bishnah B'Neviim, Torah Neviim. It's a day, it's a Shabbos, which is kulo focused on Torah. When I was Shana Aleph in Yeshiva, Parshas Bishalach, my Shana Aleph, Rabbi Natanael Leibowitz, when I know him, was a Sekan Mashgiach here, I believe, my Shana Aleph. So Rav Waxman and Rabbi Leibowitz had Parshas Bishalach was a Shabbos, Shakulo Shabbos, where everyone was supposed to, or ever wanted to stay up for the entire Shabbos. It was a tish that went all night. I think the only two that stayed up all night that did the whole thing were Waxman and Rabbi Leibowitz, I think. Everyone else, I think, sort of crashed significantly earlier. I think Waxman said to me a year or two ago, I brought up with him, that like, he actually wonders if it's like halakhically appropriate to like have that experience on Shabbos, but okay. But whatever it is. This idea of a Shabbos, which is much more intense. It's much more of an opportunity. It's all about learning. It's not that we actively contribute to, it's all about learning. And look, even in the Shari Tshuva, that same Shari Tshuva, he quotes, there's a line of the Zohar, when the Shami Yisera comes back on Motzei Shabbos, when it leaves, Shoel Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Neshama Yisera, whatever that means, Machidish Amars B'Torah. So what Chidish like came to you on Shabbos with your Neshama Yisera? Like, so new? You were an actual, what were you Mechadish? And if you can't, so learn something new at least. If you can't be Mechadish, so you learn something new. But which is it, Shabbos? Shabbos is more of a day of eating and drinking, relaxing. Shabbos, and one which we're a little bit more passive. Shabbos is when we're supposed to be more active, and it's a day of Torah, it's a day of Ruchnias, Shabbos Miros, it's a day which is focused much more on trying to cultivate, build, and take advantage of a variety of spiritual opportunities. So which one really is it? I want to try to develop, I think, Mahalchem, to what Shabbos is really about, and trying to resolve the degree of tension for what we're going for in Shabbos. We're going to do it based on the Me'iri in Shabbos and Kuf Yichas. It's a world-famous Me'iri, quoting a Yerushalmi. The Me'iri says as follows. Look here, it's in the number got all mixed up. Source number 3 on the sheet, although it's in the second page and second class source. Yerushalmi Amru Bamama Ango. How do I experience Oneg Shabbos? So Mar Amar Bishena, one of them says, through sleeping. That's Oneg Shabbos. Umar Omer, Batalma Torah. And one of them says, yeah, through learning. You can envision this conversation happening between two people, like, you know, in the Chadar Ochel on a Thursday, like, oh, what are we looking to do for Shabbos? He's like, Shabbos is all about sleeping. Shabbos is great. I was like, no, Shabbos is, okay, Shane, Yerushalmi. Says Yerushalmi, velo pligi. Says Yerushalmi, there's no machlokas. It's Shabbos for sleep. Is the oneg of Shabbos sleeping? Is the oneg of Shabbos learning? There's no machlokas. Kan b'talmid, kan b'bal habayis. Here's an amazing answer. Says the Yerushalmi, and there are going to be two ways of understanding this line. It's a very famous, very beautiful Yerushalmi. Kan b'talmid, kan b'bal habayis. If you're a Talmud, your guy's learning in yeshiva, so your Shabbos looks different than the bal habayis. The bal habayis' Shabbos looks different than your Shabbos. Says the Me'iri, Upirshu bo rabosai. My Rebbeim explained as follows. If you're a Talmud, you're a guy that's into learning, you're spending all week in learning, so it says, Upirshu rabosai, Sha Talmud ma'ango b'talmud Torah. So you should be learning on Shabbos also. Shabbos is the day of learning. Shabbos is a wonderful opportunity to strengthen your commitment to Talmud Torah. You learn in the week, learn Shabbos. Isn't that not your pleasure? So do it on Shabbos. That's what it should be. Uba habayis b'shena. But a habayis who's working the whole week, it doesn't have that connection to Torah. So for that person, says the Me'iri, so he's not a learner. So for him, his own next Shabbos is going to be through sleep. I'll have a good nap on Shabbos afternoon. That's what it's going to be. What's implicit in the Yerushalmi, before we say anything else, is that there is no presumption that all Jews will have the exact same kind of Oneg. There's no presumption that the Oneg of the Talmud, the Oneg of the Baal Bayis, are going to be the exact same forms of Oneg. It's not the case. Obviously, there are halachas of Oneg that will come in as far as the meal, but the broader experience of Oneg will be different for different people. This Deya in the Me'iri, if you're looking at it, we said, so what is it So it's really about what you find enjoyable. Shabbos is a day of experiencing oneg in the way which plays to your strengths. So you're a guy that likes learning. You learn during the week. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chaylev. We love the joy, the simcha that learning brings me. So what would you rather do than to learn on Shabbos? That's what greater oneg is there? What greater oneg is there than that? And if you're a person that doesn't like learning, you're a person that's busy the whole week, and Shabbos finally comes, and you're a little bit tired, so of course I have to make sure to learn a bit. Okay, fine. But my real oneg is going to come from that awesome nap on Shabbos afternoon, from going to sleep early on Friday night. That's what it's really supposed to be, so suggests the Meiri in name of his Rebbe Osai. Shabbos is a day of deepening what you sort of already are into. Shabbos is a day. You're into learning, learn. You're into resting. And the Meiri has a very, very famous line. The Meiri says, Vani omer hefech hadvarim. I actually hold the Yerushalmi meant the opposite. What did it mean? All the Yerushalmi said is that one oneg is for a Talmud, one oneg is for a Baal Bayis. Says the Meiri, Vani omer hefech hadvarim, Sha Talmud shashone kol yimei ha-shavua. You have a guy who's learning. And he's learning the whole week. Sunday through Friday. He's learning the whole week. Mikayim b'Shabbos, oneg sheina. For him, he needs Shabbos to be able to catch up on some sleep. So hey, sichlo, he can't be overwhelmed too much, like intellectually. You need a break. You need a break to be able to do things. Aval bal habayis. So for him, his oneg is sleeping. Aval bal habayis, shemis ase koi mos hachol ba'askav. You have a guy who's working all week long. So roi lulus asik me'at b'Shabbos b'talmud Torah derech oneg. He's a try. It's amazing how I said it, by the way. Me'at b'Shabbos Talmud Torah derech oneg. Try to get into a little bit of learning on Shabbos, which is a learning derech oneg. Meaning, not just to go to a shir and learn the whole afternoon. That's not what he's talking about. It's Yerushalmi trying to say, system Eri, to find even a small slot, great to learn more, but even a small slot for you, which is a learning defined by and characterized by oneg. An enjoyable, pleasant kind of a Talmud Torah. That's what we're sort of like, that's what we're going for. It's like in one of the Blichlinstein Shiurim, one of the Shiurim that they put out for Blichlinstein, one of the Masechtas, so the Talmidim that wrote it were being a little bit cute. So he said that there are Achronim that write that it's usher to learn Ian on Shabbos. And you quote once here recently? That it's usher to learn Ian on Shabbos. Why is it usher to learn Ian on Shabbos? For two reasons. One, because Ian is about weighing good svaras versus bad svaras and taking the good over the bad. This sort of borer. You can't separate things, so that's one problem. And two is that it's not an oneg experience. It's not so pleasurable. So it's a Talmidim or Lichtenstein wrote Nakdama, but that's not true with our Rebbe's Torah. Number one, it is certainly oneg, the sweetest Torah in the world. Who wouldn't want to do it? And two, Rav Lichtenstein's derech, and some of us will appreciate this a little bit, was not to choose X over Y, but it was more about laying out shitas and analyzing shitas and why they say what they say. That's fine. We're not violating the Isser of Borer at all, you know, and that's what it is. But there's this model of a sensitivity in some poskim, which is you want to cultivate a kind of Talmud Torah on Shabbos, which is a Talmud Torah, which is somewhat of an oneg. And says the Meiri, those that are working during the week and they're so busy, it's important to have that reminder on Shabbos of what it is. The way I would describe the second mahalach, so if we have a tension between what Shabbos looks like, so whereas one mahalach is deepen and play to your strengths and what you're into, the second mahalach is one which I think is incredibly important. Not saying that everyone has to learn and has to relax, but as far as a question of emphasis, I think Meir is teaching us something important about experiencing the Kedusha of Shabbos, and that is Shabbos as a day of balance. Shabbos is a day of balance. Sheish Hashem of Ta'avod Vasisa Kol Melachtecha, depending on what your 6 days look like, is very much going to impact what your Shabbos is going to look like. Every day when you're mekayim that mitzvah of Kiddush, you know, Hayom Mishnah B'Shabbos, Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos, so what your day, your week looks like will impact what your Shabbos looks like. And it's important to be somewhat healthy about that because, says the Meiri, if you learn really intensely during the week and you also learn just as intensely on Shabbos, so there are people that can pull that off, people that can do that, it'll work for them, but there are a lot of people, and this the Meiri is like a Rishon identifying with this phenomenon. This is his shot in the Gemara. And Meiri says, when it comes to Shabbos, it's a little bit intense. I need a day of just some more relaxation. I need a day to crash a little bit. And says the Meiri, And if you're a person that your week is so busy and there isn't really the time to learn, there isn't really the time to invest in ruchnius in the way that you would like, so Shabbos has to be that day of balance also. Shabbos has to be that day that provides you with Talmud Torah and with a Talmud Torah experience that you're going to find enjoyable. Talmud Torah experience which is going to move you and comfort you and be there for you. And that day of a Shabbos, which is a degree of balance, is one that I think is so important. There are those that claim, you know, there are mechanchim that give that etza about what you should be doing in your summer. The same machlokas is a Shabbos machlokas, but it's a summer question also. You know, what should people do in their summer? You know, I'm Shana Aleph, I don't think I have the internships yet, nothing like that. I'm Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, not okay, so what's my summer looking like? Is my summer that the Talmud should be learning in the summer? Is my summer that I need to have a little bit of balance and a little bit of break? Is my real goal to get a combination of both those things, as we'll speak about in a minute? But different orientations as far as break time in general. Is my break, you know, after lunch, before mincha, is it a time in which I'm supposed to be pushing myself and still learning? Or is it a healthy break? The Me'iri is not the Onik Shabbos, if a guy learns in yeshiva, is rest. The Me'iri is not suggesting a non-ambitious approach. He's not saying, I don't care. It's like, if you don't really care that much about learning, so relax on Shabbos. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that ultimately, what will be most effective for your real long-term growth is to learn how to relax, is to learn how to crash a little bit and have an enjoyable Shabbos. That in and of itself is something which is massively, massively important. Massively important. And sometimes, and here's just a little bit of a third, depending on what your week looks like, that's going to impact in many ways what your Shabbos looks like. And it may be that in any given month, I'll have different Shabbosim in which I need different things. There are Shabbosim in which I need to relax a bit this Shabbos. It was a bit of an intense week. There was a lot going on. I need to relax a little bit. And then there are also Shabbos in which this is a good Shabbos for me to get into things a little bit, for me to get, you know, recharged, for me to have an opportunity on a level of ruchnius to do a little bit more. So on some level, all Shabbos on some level are there to provide us with things. It's all there to provide us with certain kinds of like opportunities. Which opportunity makes the most sense? So that's going to be based on where we are, what we need, and what we're looking for. And the two approaches are not mutually exclusive. Onik Shabbos looks differently on different people, and it may look differently on different Shabboses. But finding that how I can for sure learn no matter what on Shabbos, for sure relax no matter what on Shabbos, but the point of emphasis, the goal of a Shabbos is going to change a little bit depending on the Oneg that you happen to be looking for, that's going to inform a whole lot.